Well, Jason, time to talk about business and kicking it off with talking about business of watching movies in a new way for our community.
Yes, this is a very cool thing. You know, one of the reasons I don't often go to movies is I really don't like the seating. It's too crowded, too many people, and I'd just as soon be at home. But this is about to change. It's actually in the process of changing. Russell Allen is swapping out stadium seating up at
Telshore 12. And has done it. I've been there.
Yeah. He's down to, I think he's got his last three auditoriums still to finish. He's going to be done by Memorial Day weekend, he said. And these are so cool. They're recliners. This is like...
They're actual recliners.
Yeah.
They're leather recliners. And they're so comfortable.
I've heard great things about them. One of my colleagues said that he will never go to a movie anywhere else again after sitting in those. They've got this great little table that you could fold down, put all your snacks on so you're not picking your Coke up off the floor or risk spilling it. A lot more of obviously leg room, a lot more width to relax. And I don't know if you noticed when you were there, the back two rows are set up with love seats. So yes. If you take your date there, you can canoodle a little bit there in the back while you're watching the movie. And really interesting thing, I was talking to him because, you know, the Allen Theaters has 16 theaters in New Mexico and Southern Colorado. And they've already replaced the seats at their Roswell Theater. And he was telling me they started there because it's a competitive market in Roswell. And here it's a non-competitive market. So he's sort of doing an experiment to see if these work in a non-competitive market where, you know, the Allens own all three of the theaters. And he said if it works, they'll look at doing the mall. They've got a few projects out of town they want to complete first, but they're going to see how this goes. Ended up losing, he told me, 55% to 60% of his seating to accommodate these much more comfortable, larger chairs. So, of course, prices are going to go up a little bit once he's done, again, at Memorial Day weekend. Prices at Telshore are going to go up by a couple of bucks. So they're not yet, but they will be going up. So it is a little more expensive, and they're also doing something new with assigned seating. You pick which seats you want.
That was a trip to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we pulled up and said, you know, two tickets to the movies. And they're like, okay, where would you like to sit?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
You never get asked that at a cinema. And Russell told me that's still, he said they love the new, everybody loves the new seating. The assigned seating is about 50-50, he said. People still getting used to that because it is so new. But with a fewer number of seats, people are calling ahead. They're making their reservations either online or through the app. Because if you've got a big blockbuster there and with reduced seating, you don't want to just walk up. You've got to plan your night out a little bit
because
better.
It is definitely less sitting. I mean,
yeah.
you definitely have the leg room. You have the space to sit there comfortably. My big concern was what I do at home, which is when I watch a movie, I kick back and I relax, and I relax too much and wind up falling asleep.
Not often, and miss the last half of the movie. This is a hazard. Another neat thing that he's going to be doing, this isn't coming just yet, but he's working on it. He wants to start full food service and have a beer and wine license up there at the Telshore location.
A beer and wine license.
Yeah, so you can get a burger, some suds, kick back, put your feet up, and watch your favorite movie. That should be hopefully coming here later. Down the road.
Well, that sounds perfect. Let's talk about the profile of the Las Cruces Academy of Dance and Music, where it all begins.
Where the
magic begins.
Absolutely. Monique Foster started this school actually in Alamogordo, I believe about 17 years ago, and it filled up pretty quickly. So she's a Cloudcroft native, obviously wanted to stay in the area, so she decided to open up a studio here in Las Cruces. And, of course, she opened that in 2012. She offers ballet, jazz, tap, music theater, hip-hop classes, as well as music instruction. And she said her enrollment keeps growing, and they have about 13,000 square feet, so there's room to expand. So don't know what we'll see down there coming up, but it's definitely going gangbusters and probably going to see some expansion there, I would guess.
Well, should I bring out a drum roll for this, for the Green Chamber of Commerce naming their Sustainable Business of the Year?
Absolutely. This is good news. I'm going to keep you in suspense here for a second and tell you that Safe Haven Thrift Store and SunPower by Positive Energy, they tied for third place.
Tied for third.
Health Alternatives received second place award, and here's your drum roll. The winner was Las Cruces Academy. the work that they're doing there to promote sustainability. You wouldn't really think of that coming out of a school situation, but they're really doing well, give back to the community, and congratulating them for the award from the Green Chamber.
All right, Jason, thank you very much.
My pleasure as always.